I have a favorite chair. Actually, I have three favorite chairs. One of them belonged to my mother's father, another chair belonged to my father's father, and the third chair is right there. These are my favorite places to sit. Now, most of us have our favorite chairs or our favorite places to sit. This is usually true at home, it's true around the dinner table, it's true at athletic events, and it's certainly true at church. Everyone seems to have their favorite place to sit, and heaven forbid someone else be sitting there when you walk in. Everyone has their favorite place to sit, and where we sit means something to us. Ahaz sat on the throne of his ancestor, King David. That was his place to sit. That was the place where Ahaz the king reigned over his people. He governed from that chair. He taught from that chair. He gave an example to his people from that chair. He governed and he taught and he gave an example to his people from the throne of his ancestor, David. And Ahaz did these things very, very badly. He was a horrible king, one of the worst in the history of Israel. He gave away the northern half of the kingdom. He set up shrines to other gods. He even rejected the invitation of the Lord to ask for a sign. It's not humble piety that causes Ahaz to say he will not ask the Lord for a sign. It's because he has no interest in what the Lord can give to him and to his people. Ahaz would rather bring destruction to his kingdom and keep his chair rather than submit to the authority of the King of the universe. Ahaz liked his chair just the way it was. We do not know if Joseph had a favorite chair. If he did, it's because he made it. The humble carpenter from Nazareth did not reign from a throne, though he could also claim King David as his ancestor. He did not govern people or lands. Where Ahaz tore things down and rejected the invitation of the Lord, Joseph built things and listened to the voice of the Lord. Like the patriarch Joseph in the book of Genesis, Joseph of Nazareth met the angel of the Lord in a dream. He heard the voice. He listened to the message. He obeyed in complete faith and total confidence. Joseph welcomed Mary and the unborn Lord Jesus into his home. Joseph of Nazareth did not have a throne. The shoulder of Joseph of Nazareth became a throne when he held the child Jesus. Joseph is the throne from which the child Jesus walks among his people. In the arms of Joseph of Nazareth, Jesus reigns and teaches and shows the power of his love for the people of the world. Christ the King reigns from the arms of Joseph. And Christ the King reigns from our arms too. We are privileged to carry the Lord Jesus through the grace we received in our baptism. We are privileged to carry the Lord Jesus when we speak a word of faith to those who doubt, a word of hope to those who mourn, a word of pardon to those who are injured. We are privileged to carry the Lord Jesus when we receive him in Holy Communion, and for a time we are tabernacles of the Most High God. Christ Jesus has chosen to reign and teach and shower his love on the world from the throne of my life and yours. We might be the favorite chair of the Lord Jesus. Amen.